We have issues, ladies and gentlemen. And we need to talk.
We need to talk.
We need to talk. We do. Nick Mills joining us from Wellington, also from the capital city, the beautiful capital city. Our man, Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website. Graham.
Good morning.
You've been around Davis and me on many, far too many occasions. You know that role play happens.
I do. And also, thinking back to the toga parties I went to back in the day, I don't know there are many purple patches.
Nick Mills, you've run nightclubs in Wellington for years.
Hey, I thought that hair of the dog story was that if you got bitten by a dog, had too many to drink, the last thing you would do is go and take a hair off that dog and get bitten again and drink again. I mean, I thought that was the story. It wasn't anything about curing anything. You're just stupid if you had got on it one night and then tried to fix it by doing getting on the next night.
Okay, well, what say you went to bed with a 10 at 2, woke up with a 2 at 10, so that was a dog. How does that work?
not a situation I ever found myself in, Mark.
11:08, boys. First issue up. We got them.
We need to talk.
Graham, it's not over for Chris Cairns. When is this over for Chris Cairns? Is Modi just going to keep going and keep going, keep going until he gets a check or till he kills him or what?
Modi was never really going to let that one go, was he?
Doesn't seem that way, mate.
Yeah, don't upset someone like Modi. And that's another lesson out of all of this. I think we're officially bored with this now, aren't we?
Well, tell you what, I just think, Nick, more than anything else, I think of the people that have been involved. As soon as I heard this morning and the story came out, I think of Cairns straight away. I think of Brendan McCullum, and I just think, oh, my God, this kind of stuff just overwhelms your life for so long, and it's still not going away.
And unfortunately, he'll never go away. I think of Lance Armstrong. I think of all those situations. But the sad thing that really saddened me was reading in yesterday's Dominion Post the story about Lance Cairns and Chris, you know, him being snobbed for the World Cup and all that stuff. Well, you know, like there's a huge fallout with this. And right now he's innocent. And, you know, I just can't see it ever finishing. And it's just changed the way we think of cricket forever.
Well, Graham, it also means that, like it or lump it, that the name Cairns, it's an unusual name, but it now has this attached to it.
Yeah, and it will always do. Modi had a lawyer in the criminal case, didn't he, apparently, just sort of sitting in the background.
Oh, did he?
Was there every day for the 8 weeks taking notes.
Well, that's sneaky, isn't it?
So the next one's going to be drawn out again. Yeah, and you're right. And the whole impact on these people. And, you know, they are just human beings. And to have to sort of put up with this going on and on again. And then, you know, you see Glenn Turner piping up in the paper this morning.
Well, I didn't see that. What did he say?
Oh, he's just saying that the whole problem is with the board at New Zealand Cricket and they've got to show more leadership. And he keeps sending in plans for rejuvenating the game and they just toss them out. I mean, it's hard being not quite as relevant as it used to be, isn't it?
Oh, God, I tell you what, Nick, and this was a game, remember, that we were all in love with each other after the jab hit the six in the semi-final. What's happened here?
Yeah, and I mean, I grew up absolutely in love with, for want of a better phrase, with Glenn Turner. I just thought he was the ultimate New Zealand cricketer, and I still have a huge grade too. So if he's got a comment, I definitely want to read about it, and I definitely want to listen, because he's definitely changed. He no question that he changed the game for New Zealand.
He had to, mate. Can you remember Graham back? Look, I remember him coming back. I think he played a one-day series. Maybe it was 84 or something like that, and England were involved. And I remember he hit a six at the base, and that went into the bloody Mount Vic tunnel. But we hadn't had him in a New Zealand jersey for a hell of a long time, had we?
Yeah, because he was arguing with the board back then too.
Yeah, true.
So, I mean, he had some good points back then. And, of course, you've got to remember that sort of around the Packer era as well, where the players weren't paid as much as they should have been. And, you know, they were taken for granted. It was semi-professional and not particularly well-run. So that's why he decided he was going to make more money in England for quite a lot. It was about 5 years, I think.
He didn't keep the car, though.
No, he didn't keep the car. Oh, we've had some dramas over the years, haven't we?
Have we? All right, boys, next issue then.
We need to talk.
And, Nick, I wanted to ask you about this because we spoke about this on Tuesday. And, look, there's much more to the story. I've been watching it every night on ESPN on SportsCentre. I know that you love your basketball, mate, and I know that you've been watching this as well. And the farewell tour that Kobe's going under at the moment. Look, he's played 20 years. This guy, the look of him when he won that fifth title, the kind of basketball that he could play, the athleticism that he could display, we're not seeing any of that. I feel a bit sad about it, but I know you've got a different view.
Yeah, absolutely. And I've got an 8-year-old chocolate lad called Kobe, and he limps a little bit right now too because he's getting on. But I heard an interesting point from one of my sons this morning that the current players, the current stars of the NBA grew up with Kobe being their hero. They didn't grow up with Michael Jordan. They were 5, 6, 7 right. when Michael Jordan was a hero. So those players want to have an opportunity to say thank you. And last night or yesterday when they played in Philadelphia, they lost. The crowd went crazy every time he touched the ball.
Yeah, I know.
And we've got to be able to say goodbye to a great man. We talked about it on Tuesday. We'll talk about it again. He has played 3 years too long or three injuries too long. But in his prime, he has to be one of the top all-time players, top five all-time players. You know, he's got 5 rings. You can,
yep.
Win ratio. You can't forget about history. I know that people always say, don't look back, look forward. But if you don't study history, you can't learn in the future.
Nick, was he the first to come from high school? He didn't go through the college or the draft or nothing, did he?
I'm not sure he's the first, but I know he's the first to play 20 seasons in the same franchise. Duncan's getting pretty close with 18, I think, or 17, 18, 19, around that. But he's the first player, and that 20 seasons with the same team, that deserves a farewell.
Hey, that's Ryan Giggs, mate. That's what that is. It's incredible, is what it is.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So let's not demise, you know, his greatness to the game. He did change the game. He changed the Lakers. I mean, he brought the Lakers back to where they were great. You know, now someone else, that we were talking about it down in the office this morning, now someone else needs to do it very quickly for them. But let's not demean the guy, and let's support him.
Graham, I suppose the flip side of this is that I've got this romantic thing because, you know, you want your sports stars or you want the greatest to be able to leave at the peak of their powers, or not at the peak, but when they're still playing well. At the same time, as far, you know, I look at the A-League and think every time one of the, you know, they bring in a guy who's a marquee player, so forth, those players are never the player that they were. But say, for example, Del Piero, when he was playing, right? There's something really cool about that.
Yeah, there was, but there was a player who was sort of past his prime, then moving to a competition that wasn't quite at the level of where he made his name. Whereas Kobe's doing this, you know, in the NBA, and it's, I mean, I agree that it's good to have a farewell tour, and we should celebrate it. It's just a bit of a shame that maybe it could have been done a season or two earlier.